So reflecting back on this case, when you first presented her and you mentioned that, you know, she was observed for 15 months but still had a lot of disease, I was wondering, I don't know, at that point, you know, people evolve over time about how they treat patients. But nowadays, are there situations where you use rituximab monotherapy alone in patients with FL?
Right. I mean, in my practice, I kind of see follicular lymphoma as having three groups of patients. There is the first group of patients who are almost incidental pickups. They went in for a physical, they were noted to have a small lymph node or maybe something that bothered the physician, and a scan got done and they were found to have lymphadenopathy and follicular lymphoma is diagnosed. But they are really in excellent health, and once the staging is done, there really is a very low burden of disease with low in the way of risk factors for progression or problems. Those patients are people that even today we would still observe. There's a second population of folks who have a little bit more disease, maybe some modest symptoms, but also patients who are very anxious about the, I have cancer and you're just going to observe me. Those are the patients where I think a monoclonal antibody as single agent, rituximab with maintenance, is a consideration. And then the third group are clearly the people where there's not much doubt about the fact that they have a lot of disease, they have risks for, you know, organ dysfunction, and they have risks for further progression and are symptomatic. Those people we typically will use a chemo immunotherapy combination.